Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Felix Hernandez is signing a minor league deal. This guy's a legend, right? King Felix signing a minor league deal with the Braves on Monday. That includes an invite to big league spring training. It sounds like, I mean, come on. This guy is royalty in Major League Baseball. He would get a $1 million one-year contract if he's added to the Braves' 40-man roster, okay? He turns 34 in April, and he was 1-8 with a 6.40 ERA. You remember his emotional last game. So I ask you guys this, like, how do we feel about some of these final, perhaps sad acts in sports? Willie Mays always comes to mind, Johnny Unitas, Joe Namath, Tom Brady could be headed for this. Ben could be headed for this for all we know. How do you feel about it? What are some of the memorable ones you've seen? The way I feel quickly is I think if a guy wants to play, God bless him, more power to him. Play as long as you like.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to see the greats go out. And you mentioned all of them, Willie Mays, Joe Namath, Johnny Unitas. I mean, I grew up in Beaver Falls, so I had a particular interest in Joe Namath's career, and it just was sad to see him go out that way in another uniform, but I never begrudged him wanting to keep playing. I think it's tough for a lot of these guys to walk away. I think it was tough for Troy to walk away. I think it was tough for Hines to walk away, but they realized that they had value in just playing for the one team, and it sets them up really well for a post-football career. But I'd hate to see Brady go somewhere else and stink. I would, but if he wants to keep playing, certainly his right.
Franco, too, comes to mind. Franco Harris. Does it tarnish a legacy, though, Ron? For me, it doesn't. Like, I don't remember Jerry Rice in Seattle.
No.
You know? Or
tarnish a legacy? No, probably not. But it is, you do remember the way they went out, though. As far as tarnishing it, no, I won't say that.
The classic example is Willie Mays with the Mets. Right.
Well, I think you saw, and we're going to see more of it, is the younger players retiring early. We saw Luke Kuechly retire last week, what, at 29? In the last couple of years, there's been Gronkowski, Kuechly, and who am I missing? Oh, Andrew Luck, all walking away from the game. Now, they've made millions and millions and millions. I think they're putting a priority on their health more than they are on making more money. Well, I'll go back even further, Jim. Jim Brown, how long did he play? He went out on top. And Lynn Swann.
Barry Sanders.
Led the league every year he was in the league.
And rushing. I think we also forget about some second acts, late acts that were pretty good. And one of them is Joe Montana. I'm looking back, going back and looking at his numbers. He missed a whole year. He got displaced by Steve Young. And then he goes 17-8 in KC and wins.
Beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
Had some legendary performances. Remember one Monday night performance he had. He beat the Steelers. He went to the AFC title game, lost to the Bills.
Brett Favre,
but he went there.
Brett Favre had some
secondary, yes.
Pretty good.
He went to overtime. He could have gone to another Super Bowl. He lost in overtime to the Saints in a Bounty Gate game, right? Remember that? Yeah. Brett Favre, listen to this. I just was looking at his numbers. At age 40, this might be the greatest third act, late stage star act in history. At age 40, he goes to Minnesota after a year with the Jets, which included some phone problems, right? Problems, yeah. Some phone issues. Yeah, as we recall. So he goes to Minnesota at age 40 in 2009, and the guy throws 33 touchdowns and 7 picks and goes to the NFC title game. He was unbelievable, right?
Oh, he threw a lot of interceptions.
Yes, I'm sure he had a pass picked off. Are you talking in the NFC title game?
Yes,
they went to overtime, as I recall, right? Do you guys think that Ben has in him an arduous rehab and a burning desire to get back here? I'm just asking that question.
I would say yes and yes. He's as competitive as anyone I've ever been around. I don't think he wants to come back and be a shell of himself, and I think he is determined to come back and play well. Now, whether it's physically possible, that depends. I mean, you ask, is he in for an arduous rehab? Absolutely.
Do you think if it's going poorly in the spring, let's say, and he starts to get this idea that he could maybe function but not be great, that he would still want to do it?
You know, my guess would be no, but there's also 40 million reasons to say maybe yes, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk away from that money. But I don't think he wants to embarrass himself, but he wouldn't be the first if he did, as we mentioned Mays and Namath and Unitas.
Yeah, you never know where the motivation might come from. All right, Keith Jones talking about Flyers, Penguins. He's always great. And also, Ron, at the top of the hour, Paul Zeiss had an interesting column in the Post-Gazette saying watching the AFC playoffs left him with the impression or the idea that the Steelers are a long ways away from the top of the conference. Is that the impression you got? Is that the idea you have right now? It's not mine, necessarily. Of course, a lot of it will depend on the topic we were just talking about. But let's discuss on Cook and Joe, 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.